National Party MPs have emerged from their first post-election caucus with a public show of unity after its disastrous result. Their numbers were slashed from 54 to 35 and could go even lower after special votes are counted. This morning, the surviving MPs farewelled their former colleagues with emotions running high. Our political editor Jane Patterson filed this report.
Good afternoon, everybody. We've had our first caucus following the election.
It was not the return to Parliament many National MPs expected or even believed possible in the run-up to election night. Surrounded by the whole team, leader Judith Collins fronted to the media after the meeting that went on for several hours.
Very sad, actually, because we've farewelled so many caucus members, including those who intended to leave and those who didn't intend to leave.
The party's numbers have been gutted, as has morale.
It's been a bit rough. The tide went out. And today's going to be a tough day, obviously.
Oh, it's going to be very sad to see the departure of many great MPs and colleagues and friends.
It was a horrible outcome.
What are you going to say to the caucus in your farewell speech?
I'm going to be very positive and wish everybody well.
Ms Collins has called for caucus discipline, blaming some of National's loss of support on the leaking of an email critical of her from MP Denise Lee. MPs now left with the job of rebuilding the party agree.
That's something that I'm really angry about. I just think that, you know, New Zealanders would be very disappointed at us.
I anticipate there'll be a pretty robust conversation in caucus today.
I think that sort of behaviour is extraordinary and don't understand it myself, and I have no time for it.
Quite frankly, I'm disappointed with the leaks that have happened. It shouldn't happen. Anything that needs to be said should be able to be said within our caucus environment, and we should be able to trust our team.
I blame the culture of leaking that beset it this whole time as a real problem for our caucus, and I've never quite seen anything like it, really.
Just stop it, shape up, get out.
Denise Lee, whose email was critical of the leadership, was asked to comment on the fallout.
No, I definitely don't. We are, as Judith has said, going through an internal review, and all my comments, as they have been the whole time, will be reserved for closed doors.
Ms Collins was asked whether the pre-campaign leaks had been addressed during the caucus meeting.
I don't think we're going to be having any issues because, I think we're very focused. I hope we're not going to have any issues.
Under the rules, the National Caucus has to appoint a leader as soon as practicably possible after the election, which means after the final results on November the 6th. Ms Collins minced no words when asked if she had the backing of the caucus.
Yes.
And why is she so confident?
I just think everyone's very focused. We're such good quality people here. We're just going to find that everyone's really occupied doing their jobs of not only looking after their electorates but actually very focused on making sure we hold the government to account.
Former leader Simon Bridges was asked if the caucus is united.
Absolutely. I think it definitely is. I think it was a very clear coming behind Judith.
Was there any discussions, though, about the leadership?
Oh, look, no, not on the issue of, who is the leader. I mean, I think, it was a caucus meeting that, whilst not for me to go into the details, the various members of Parliament who said we're sad to see going, both by choice and those who, because of the result, are going, discussion about the review process and so on.
MPs were asked whether Judith Collins has the full backing of the caucus.
I think that certainly most of us are very united behind the leadership, and I think she did an extraordinary job of a very difficult situation.
100% behind Judith.
Judith had a very, very short time with which to actually pick us up, and I admire it every day. She went out with a smile on her face.
They have to remain united and follow the leader.
You think everyone is following the leader?
They have to. No other option.
Ms Collins intends to wait until the final results of the election are announced in November and until the government's ministerial lineup is confirmed before allocating roles and responsibilities to her own MPs. From Parliament for Checkpoint, Jane Patterson.